This is KCUR 89.3. Budget problems in Kansas are eating into some core government functions. The state has already postponed highway and bridge preservation work, and the Highway Patrol is short 75 troopers. Now, as KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation is turning away felony cases because of a lack of agents.
Around these parts, you don't hear much about the KBI. In northeast Kansas, most police agencies have their own detectives, so when a crime needs investigating, it's done by the local police or sheriff's deputies. But in much of the rest of the state, they call in the KBI, led by Director Kirk Thompson.
There is a large sector of Kansas that has a very limited law enforcement resource pool, and it's been our mission to support those areas.
How limited? Half of all law enforcement agencies in Kansas have fewer than five officers. That means most departments have no expertise in felony investigations, and now many felonies in Kansas, says Thompson, are going uninvestigated.
Out of the 500 in some cases that we took on last year, we also declined well in excess of 100 case requests.
So 20% of the cases referred to the KBI don't get investigated because there's not enough money to hire agents. Right now, Thompson says, there are 71 investigators spread across Kansas. The KBI should have 93. That's just the beginning of the problems, but let's pause for a moment and talk about the history of the KBI. It was established in 1939 to catch bank robbers and cattle rustlers, crimes local cops couldn't handle. But its most famous case was in 1959.
A book about this crime by Truman Capote became a worldwide bestseller. Now a motion picture brings this book to the screen. In Cold Blood.
This trailer from the film hits at exactly the mission of the KBI.
Actor John Forsythe portrays the agent who solved the crime, a remarkable lookalike for Alvin Dewey, the real-life investigator.
Swarm big cases with seasoned investigators in places where they don't have them.
What does it mean to small county sheriffs to have the Kansas Bureau of Investigation around when a serious felony happens?
It's the smaller communities, smaller counties that really need some assistance because they do not have the expertise.
Jeff Herrig is sheriff in Jefferson County near Topeka and president of the Kansas Sheriffs Association. He says the KBI is being damaged by budget problems in Topeka.
They need some agents. It's just like the Kansas Highway Patrol. We need to get them back up to staff.
Last legislative session, the KBI asked for $1 million to hire 10 more agents. The governor and legislature said no. It also asked for $200,000 to begin the process of replacing an aging computer system, a system that tracks every crime in Kansas. Again, the governor and lawmakers said no. The agency even had to block off part of its Topeka parking garage because there's no money to fix the structural problems.
Line is hot.
However, there is one area where the KBI is growing. The new $55 million lab on the Washburn University campus. This is the gun lab where they test fire hundreds of weapons a year for crimes ranging from gang murders to cattle killers. Mike Von Stratton is the lab director.
What are we looking at?
We're looking in our toxicology lab at this time. Probably toxicology receives somewhere around 3,700 to 3,900 cases a year.
While the lab is beautiful and will attract talented techs, it's unlikely they'll stay. The fact is, the KBI pays poorly. Director Thompson says his agents make $54,000 a year. Detectives in KCK start at about $66,000.
It's difficult for us to encourage people to come to our organization when the state right now has a history of no salary increases for a long period of time.
So Thompson says he's going back to the legislature to again ask for more money to hire agents and raise salaries. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Ron Reichman from Olathe says the KBI will get a fair hearing.
It does make sense when you're to pay agent a competitive wage because, you know, as most government employees, you're not there for the money, you're there for a public service, but you also need to be fairly compensated for the work you do.
The reality is that the state has little money in the bank and monthly revenues are behind projections. A bad sign, it appears, for Kansas State law enforcement. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.